Amen. Our final scripture lesson this morning comes from the letter from James, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. You can find this starting on 1881 of your pew Bibles. My sisters and brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a person comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor person in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show a special attention to the person wearing fine clothes and say, "Here is a good seat for you," but to the poor person, "You stand there, sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated amongst yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear sisters and brothers. Has God not chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the laws as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking it all. It has to be okay for anyone to worship in this sanctuary. It has to be okay for anyone, no matter where they are in their journey, no matter if they are polished and clean or broken and dirty, it has to be okay for them, wherever they are, to worship in this sanctuary. We allowed a Patriot shirt to walk into the sanctuary. It has to be okay for anyone to worship in this sanctuary. Now, we don't need to welcome violence and pain into our midst, being caused pain. But anyone who walks through those doors, it has to be okay for them to be here. We have to welcome them with warm and open arms, ready to have them no matter where they are. You may ask yourself as you hear this passage, as you think about those early Christians, you may find yourself asking, who are these people that are casting away the poor and honoring the rich? Who are these people who've completely gotten the message wrong? You may be asking yourself, especially as a member of this church, Grace prides itself in being welcoming and opening, everyone being welcome in our worship. In my interviews and visits, that's one thing that was hit hard, was how welcome and open this congregation is. Grace prides itself in being welcome and open. And so, as members of a congregation that prides itself in being welcome and open, we are ready to pull out our judgment stick and ask those really difficult questions of these early Christians. Who would cast away the poor and honor the oppressor? Who would completely get the message of Jesus that wrong only a couple years after his death? Who doesn't want to love fully? Who decides to see riches and honor them instead of a loving heart? Who would not want to be that loving person? We ask these questions and we are ready to put ourselves on this pedestal of welcoming and openness. ready to say, yes, we are so welcoming. We've perfected welcome. We've perfected warmth. I have a simple truth to tell you. Everyone wants to do good. These early Christians wanted to do good, wanted to do what was right. They wanted to take the right course of action. They wanted to follow Jesus. They risked a lot to be Christians, to worship. They wanted to follow the example, the call of Jesus. Most people do. Most people that you meet want to follow Jesus and do good. Much the same that we want to follow Jesus and do good, though we fail. Not always, but at times. Here's another simple truth. Those that suffer and lack make us uncomfortable. We like to hold them at arm's length. We like to be able to retreat back to where there's less suffering and lack. I don't want to take away what grace does. We do so much for those who suffering and lack. Just this last week, we provided simple and delicious meals for the homeless of Fort Wayne. We have provided a bountiful feast just to celebrate living with clients of a food bank in Fort Wayne. We do a lot. We go to the poor and suffering a lot. And occasionally, we even open up our doors so the poor and suffering and lacking that surround us can come into this building and receive something from us. We are willing to do for the suffering and lacking. We're even opening our doors so people who provide services for those in this neighborhood have a new home to provide those services in. We like to do for those who suffer and lack. And then we like to retreat back to where there's less suffering and less lacking, more opportunities and more safety. And I'm not saying this to say that everyone must live in this community. There's a lot of really good reasons to live in a different part of this city. This city is wide, and we should be the entire city. But we like to come to this building to worship, to do our church activities, drive right through the neighborhood without looking, and drive right out of the neighborhood without looking. We don't live in community well in this neighborhood. We like to do for them. But when it comes to opening our arms wide and warm for those who might not be where we are, we're not great at it. I want to tell a story. The story is absolutely 100% true. But I did anonymize it, so just make it a little bit more accessible. There was a student who was looking for graduate schools. And she looked at a bunch, she visited a bunch, and she found a school that promised warm, welcoming community, promised that this community would welcome her with open arms wherever she was. She didn't need to be any specific person. Whoever she was, wherever she was, they would welcome her with open arms. They even promised from the moment she got there, people would pour out of their homes to help move her into her new home. the community would immediately surround her and envelop her with warmth, and that would go through the entire time that she was there. She arrived. No one came to help. Only the paid staff person was there to help her move in. And she was like, well, it's a small disappointment, but I did show up right around dinner time. Most of the families were too busy. It's fine. But almost immediately, this image of welcoming community started to crack. Her roommates did not like her lifestyle. It was perfectly normal and healthy, but it was the lifestyle of a young person, and they were older, and they immediately made it uncomfortable, even going to the administration to complain about her. Unwarranted claims that ended up in nothing, but they went to the administration to complain about her and made her time there very uncomfortable. As she studied, she grew and matured. And as she matured, she found different ways of looking at things, and people who she thought she'd built relationship with started to turn against her. They started to distance themselves from her, or worse, started to belittle her newfound way of thinking in an attempt to make her change her mind back. As she continued to grow and mature, the whole community eventually turned its back on her and distanced itself from her, made her feel less than. She felt this way until she finally left the school. A funny thing happened while that was happening, though. The board of advisors for the school had an interview with a bunch of the students where they asked probing, difficult questions to figure out the health and wellness of the school. And one of the questions they asked was, is everyone here welcomed by the community? Is everyone a welcome and respected member of this community? Or does anyone feel outside? And most of the students said, absolutely, everyone is welcome in this community. Everyone is welcome, and that we embrace everyone warmly. Except one person who happened to be a friend of the student at the beginning of the story was like, no, I know for a fact that there are students that do not feel welcome here. It's not my place to give you names, but I know that they do not feel welcome here. And the board of advisors and the school heard that as maybe not everyone, but most everyone, and that's good enough. And nothing changed. Do we welcome everyone with open, warm arms, wherever they are on their journey? Rich or poor, those who could give us resources or those who would take our resources? Or do we claim we do, claim perfection, and believe that we have found this perfect welcoming? It must be okay and good and right and proper and accepted and celebrated for anyone to walk through those doors who would worship with us, to sit in these pews, to gather with us in fellowship, to be here. It must be okay for those who cannot sit through a normal worship service, who might not be able to make it the full hour, who feel uncomfortable at certain points. It must be okay for them to worship with us where they are. It must be okay for somebody to walk in those doors in grubby clothes and worship with us. It must be okay for those who can offer us nothing but their presence to worship with us. It must be okay, and not just okay, but good and right and celebrated. must be willing to welcome everyone where they are. Hear them. To hear if they feel welcome or not. To figure out why they might not. To celebrate brokenness, not for brokenness' sake, but celebrate that those who are broken would feel welcome in this sanctuary. It must be okay. We must live in community with this community, not just a towering building in the midst of it. It must be okay for all who walk through that door. They should be welcome to sit in the narthex or in the front pew. It must be okay for those whose weaknesses are visible in worship to worship with us. It must be okay for anyone to walk into those doors and find God and find open, welcoming arms. Only then are we truly being the church. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.